Welcome back to the Hot Tip Heads Daily Pick Show here for Saturday, February 24th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got a great slate of games on tap here for Saturday, so we'll jump in all that in a second. Before we do, though, looking back to Friday night's results, have Columbia -3 going up against Brown. The game is currently going on as we are recording this. So, as always, check the YouTube community tab or the link to the website down below to see the full results for that one. And while you're over on the website, take a look at all of the computer model picks up there. You can see matchups for everything going on in college basketball today. Of course, we got the NBA and the NHL being posted every single day, UFC picks, as well as horse racing. So go over there, take a look at all of that, hottipbets.com. And if you haven't already joined the Discord server, click that link down in the description as well. Go join over there and get my recommended unit size for all of the games pre-flop and all the other great stuff, all the other discourse over in Discord. So take a look at that. Join down below. Absolutely 100% free. And let's jump into Saturday's show. Now, we start today's show out in the CAA as Charleston takes on Towson. Overall for Charleston, coming to this game is the 215th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. Towson is the 204th overall team. Obviously, it's a Charleston team that has had a lot of success here this season, 12-3 overall in conference play, but they did lose to this Towson team at home earlier in the year, a 4-point victory for Towson in that game. And a big reason why Towson was able to come out victorious in that one was they slowed the game down a bit and relied on that defense. The Towson defense has been strong, only giving up a 48.6 effective field goal percentage on the season. Charleston, on the other hand, struggling a little bit more from that category, giving up a 50.6 effective field goal percentage. Obviously, the Charleston offense has been strong, but if Towson can slow them down a little bit, I think they could come out victorious once again in this game. And the model does like Towson at home in this one, a 5.02 favorite here against Charleston in this game. And as far as the books have it, I actually have Charleston as the favorite, open at 1.5-2, still in that area. +2.5 though is the best odds towards Towson at the moment, a 16.42% edge towards Towson here in this one. And obviously Charleston is not going to be an easy opponent, got a bit of a revenge factor obviously from the first meeting, but I think if Towson can slow it down, rely on that defense once a game, they can come out victorious, and I think they cover this short spread, taking Towson +2.5 here against Charleston. Now we hop over to the American East for this next game as Albany takes on UMass Lowell. For Albany, coming to this game is the 278th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. UMass Lowell, the 146th overall team. For this UMass Lowell team, have been a strong team overall, have struggled a little bit after the 5-0 start in conference play, but nonetheless, still 9-3 overall, and they have one of the best perimeter defenses in the entire nation, top 10 in three-point defense, only giving up 29.2% from beyond the arc, but that's actually the one area that Albany has been very strong in, only allowing 28.8% from beyond the arc. I think, though, with how well the UMass Lowell offense has played in comparison to Albany, it's going to be very, very tough for Albany here in this game. And Albany at home in the first meeting did very much struggle against this UMass Lowell team. And I think coming off that victory for UMass Lowell on Thursday night, we see another strong performance at home in this game. The model does like them in this spot, an 11.43 favorite towards the Riverhawks in this game. As far as the odds go from the sports books, we opened at 8.5, haven't moved much from those opening numbers. A 6.19% edge towards UMass Lowell here in this game. And really, I think UMass Lowell is going to need to control things on the offensive side of things, slow it down a bit. Obviously, both these teams like to get up and down the court, run in transition a bit, but Albany has just struggled in conference play. UMass Lowell had their number in the first meeting, and I think they do it again in pretty big fashion. Taking UMass Lowell -8 here in this game. Now we jump down to the Big South for this next game as Gardner Webb takes on UNC Asheville. For Gardner Webb, coming to this game is the 270th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. UNC Asheville, the 207th overall team. Overall, UNC Asheville has been playing well, coming to this game following a loss to Longwood on Wednesday night, but before that had won 5 straight. Now, Gardner Webb did get the best of them in the first meeting, but Gardner Webb has struggled a little bit here in conference play as of late, only winning 2 of their last 5 games. And offensively speaking, Gardner Webb has not shot the ball nearly as well as UNC Asheville has this season. UNC Asheville has been very strong from 3, hitting 37.5% from beyond the arc on the season. Gardner Webb, not nearly as good of a three-point shooting team, only hitting 33%. And Gardner Webb has really struggled from the free throw line, only hitting 63.5%. UNC Asheville, much better in that area, hitting 75.2% of their free throws here this season. And the model likes UNC Asheville at home in this game. I think the revenge spot certainly plays as well, but Asheville, a 7.31 favorite from the model in this game. As far as the books go, we opened at 4, has come down half a point, -3.5, the best, paying a little bit of juice at -115 currently towards Asheville, but still a 6.04% edge towards them in this game. And I think offensively speaking, they're just a far better team, and I think especially with the loss to this team in the first meeting, Asheville's going to be ready to play. I'm taking them -3.5 here against Gardner Webb. And we head up to Fargo for a little Summit League action between North Dakota and North Dakota State. North Dakota coming into this game is the 276th overall team in the High Tippett Power Ranking. North Dakota State, the 250th overall team here entering this game. For North Dakota, have actually been playing some very good basketball. After starting conference play 0-3, they have only lost one of their last nine games to UMKC at home a few weeks ago, but nonetheless have been playing very, very well here as of late. But North Dakota State has not been a bad team at all either, coming to this game following an impressive win over St. Thomas on Thursday night, and overall they're 7-6 in conference play, maybe a step behind what North Dakota has had output wise this season, but still fairly good defensively. Both these teams have struggled a bit, but North Dakota State has certainly shot the ball better, especially from three, hitting 37.9% from beyond the arc. North Dakota only hitting 31.8% on the season, and overall the model does like North Dakota State at home in this game, a 5.65 favorite towards them here entering this one. As far as the books have it, we opened at 2.5, down to 1.5 on the North Dakota State side of things, a 7.99% edge towards North Dakota State here in this game. And I think on the road in the in-state rivalry game here, North Dakota is going to struggle a little bit. North Dakota State has just shot the ball so extremely well here this season. I think they take care of business once again in this game. Taking North Dakota State -1.5 here against North Dakota. And speaking of in-state rivalries, we head down to Oklahoma for Bedlam here in the Big 12. Oklahoma takes on Oklahoma State. For Oklahoma coming to this game as the 13th overall team in the High Tippett Power Ranking. Oklahoma State, the 75th overall team. What will be the last meeting between these two teams as Big 12 opponents? I mean, they could end up playing in Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament, but as far as, you know, home and home games go, this will be the last time they see each other as Big 12 opponents. And overall, Oklahoma has looked good early on in the season, but has struggled here in their last two games, losses to Baylor and Kansas. Oklahoma State struggling early on, coming to this game off two consecutive wins, a home win over BYU and a nice win over Cincinnati in their last game. But overall, I do still give the edge to this Oklahoma squad here on the season as a whole. Defensively, they've just been so good. And obviously, Porter Moser is a guy who I always like betting on, and always has fielded some good teams. But perimeter defense-wise, only giving up 29%. They're top 10 of the nation in that category. Oklahoma State struggling a little bit more against these Big 12 shooters, giving up 33.2% on the season. And even on the road, the model does like the Sooners in this game, a 2.2 favorite here entering this one. As far as the odds go for this one, we opened at 2.5, so close to that number, but have come down half a point, -1.5 towards Oklahoma at the moment. Certainly not a big edge in this one, only 0.77% towards the Sooners at the moment on the spread there, but I do still like them here in this game. I think especially coming off of those two losses, you know, got the win over this Oklahoma State team in the first meeting. It was a close game, certainly, and going on the road is not going to be an easy task. But I do like Oklahoma in this spot. Their defense has been very good. I'm taking them -1.5 against Oklahoma State. And we jump over to the A-10 for this next game as Davidson takes on Richmond. For Davidson, coming to this game is the 130th overall team in the High Tippett Power Ranking. Richmond is the 80th overall team overall. It's a Richmond squad that I have absolutely loved betting on this season. Obviously, that huge win over Dayton a few weeks ago, I guess it was about a month ago here at this point, you know, have had a few losses in conference play since then. But nonetheless, it's a Richmond team that has just played some really strong basketball on the season. Not to say that Davidson hasn't looked good, but has definitely struggled a little bit more, especially against the top teams in the conference. Now, did take it to overtime against Richmond in the first meeting, but Richmond did come out victorious on the road, a 5-point victory for them there in that game. And overall, Richmond has done a great job shooting, a great job defensively, but they do a really good job just holding on to the basketball. They're the number one team in the country when it comes to not turning it over. They're only turning it over on 12.2% of their possessions. Davidson struggling a little bit more there, turning it over on 15.9% of their own possessions. And overall, the model likes this Richmond squad at home, a 7.8 favorite for them going up against Davidson in this game. As far as the books go, we opened at 5.5, haven't moved off that number yet. A 4.29% edge is all we have towards the Richmond side here in this game, but not terrible juice there on that one. And I really like what I have seen out of this Richmond team. I think here in this game, going up against Davidson, we see another strong performance. Taking them -5.5 against Davidson. And we finished the day out from Pauley Pavilion, a little Southern California basketball. USC taking on UCLA. For USC, coming to this game is the 96th overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. UCLA, the 66th overall team. And obviously, USC, probably not quite the season that maybe they expected to have early on. 4-11 in Pac-12 play, have not been playing great basketball, to say the least. And UCLA, on the other hand, while they struggled early on in conference play, going 1-4 there to start out, have looked good as of late. Well, they do come into this game following the loss to Utah last Sunday. They won their 6 games previous to that, and while offensively they're not the greatest shooting team in the world, they've defensively looked very good. Really, the key for UCLA in this game is going to be to slow it down and rely on that defense to make some stops and really, take control of some of these USC shooters, which, let's be honest, have not been the greatest at times this season. So not the toughest task, at least on paper, for this USC squad, or for this UCLA squad, rather. And at home, here at Pauley, the model does like UCLA, a 7.09 spread towards the Bruins in this game. As far as the odds go for this one, we opened at 4.5, haven't moved off that number yet. Lay a little bit of juice with UCLA at the moment, but a 2.99% edge still towards the Bruins here in this game. And I do really like this UCLA team, but more so I don't really like this USC team. They've struggled, and I think for UCLA, with the success that they have had recently, coming off of that 1-point loss to Utah last Sunday, having what is almost an entire week of rest, I think the defense shows up in this spot. I'm taking UCLA -4.5 here against USC.